How many peaches do you need?
At the Central New York Food Bank, volunteers are packing bags.
What goes in each?
Oatmeal, peaches, corn, chili, and 2 cartons of milk.
The government shutdown impacted millions. But if you want a more local picture, this is a good place to start.
I'm Karen Belcher, president and CEO at the Food Bank of Central New York.
Sorry, Tom.
She's dodging forklifts as food is loaded by the pallet. When Governor Kathy Hochul released $100 million to bolster food banks against the shutdown, this is where that money went.
Monday is the highest day that we have ever distributed in our 40-year history. 235,000 pounds going to Oneida and Herkimer.
Data between 2021 and 2023, tracked by Feeding America and the USDA, shows a 33% increase in Central New York's food insecurity. But that tracking has gone dark. Belcher must rely on her own books for the latest data.
From previous fiscal year, we are looking at a 10 to 15% increase in our costs.
She relies on volunteers like Joe Roble.
I've been volunteering here for 7 years, but because of the crisis, they asked me to come on full time.
While the front office reads the numbers, he reads the faces.
They're starving. Some of these kids especially are starving, and it's really sad to see.
On Friday, State Health Commissioner James McDonald explained shutdown emergency funds will bolster the food bank's purchasing power.
Every $1 food bank gets is 3 meals, 3 healthy meals. If you're struggling with food insecurity, food bank is happy to help you.
Belcher says she's grateful SNAP benefits were restored, but reminds everyone, until New Yorkers make a livable wage and lawmakers make final approvals, the food bank will take nothing for granted.
January 31st, we could see another partial shutdown. So I think need's going to stay heavy right now.
Until that drops, the forklifts at the Food Bank of Central New York will remain at full speed. In Syracuse, Boone Kilpatrick, WAER News.